Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes with Inside Carolina with you. And Greg, once again, the number one position for North Carolina football is the quarterback position. Larry Fedora on Wednesday, when he addressed the media, said availability was Nathan Elliott, Jace Reuter, Manny Miles, of course, the son of Les Miles, who's a senior walk-on, and even Anthony Ratliff Williams. One name he did not mention, Cade Fortin. Greg, Carolina's position's in turmoil again, but it appears Nathan Elliott's once again the guy.
Yeah, and anybody watching the game against Virginia Tech on Saturday saw that hard fall, and Nick Polino fell on Cade Fortin's right leg, and the knee twisted in a way that didn't seem natural. And the fact that Cade really struggled to get off the field, was in sweats for the second half, that's a pretty good indication that he's got a knee injury, and those typically don't heal up in a matter of a week. So I think it's fair to say that Nathan Elliott's going to be the guy, and give Nathan Elliott a lot of credit. I mean, we know the situation. Last year, he was third on the depth chart. He hung around, battled, ended up being the starter the last couple games of the year. There was some question as to whether him or Chaz Surratt was going to be the starting quarterback this year. When you factor in Chaz Surratt's suspension, Elliott was the guy to open the year. Then he loses his job to Cade Fortin, and now he's back in that position as the starter. And so when talking to Nathan, he's got a very good perspective. He's a tough kid. He says he just wants to play football. It's a sport he loves. He doesn't care if he starts. He doesn't care if he comes in the third series or in the second half. He just wants to play, and he prepares like he's going to play every single week. That's going to be critical. North Carolina's got a tough game at Syracuse this weekend. Elliott's going to have to play well. The entire team's going to have to play well. But he's a good leader, and I think that's what North Carolina needs right now more than anything.
Carolina and Syracuse in the Carrier Dome kick about 12:20 on Saturday.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.